The cable car over Gauya River is the only one of its kind in the Baltic countries. Welcome to a ride over the treetops. The idea of the cable car started with Siguldjon Ivars Jarlsetis. One evening, while sitting on the left bank of the Gauya River, and with the bridge still unrestored after the war, he imagined how nice it would be to fly across like a bird to the other side, where the girl he loved, named Genoveva, worked in a sanitarium as a nurse. A few years later, having married Genoveva, he saw an article in the magazine about the cable cars in the mountain town of Chiritura in Georgia. Ivars Jarlsetis worked as the head of the Department of Community Service of the Riga region, so he began corresponding with the article's author, Pansalois. The building proposal for the cable car over the primeval Gauja Valley was submitted to the Regional Council and the Latvian SSR Cabinet of Ministers. A delegation from Georgia attended the 750-year celebration of Sigulda and offered to gift the technical design and machinery. However, the works had stopped in 1961 and resumed only in 1965. The cable car mechanism was built in then Leningrad, Russia. The cabin itself, with a 22-person capacity, was made in Riga Wagon Factory. Over 200 people worked to build the aerial cable car there, with over 20 working on the technical designs alone. In 1969, accompanied by the orchestral music, the 1,025-meter, 0.62-mile-long airway across the primeval Gauja Valley was ceremonially opened. The main cable, without any additional support along the way, connects Sigulda and Krimulda at a height of about 40 metres, 43 yards. The view from the cable car over the primeval Gauja Valley is exquisite and includes the three medieval castles of Sigulda, Turaida and Krimulda. It is a unique form of transport across the valley. It travels once every half an hour. During the summer season, those who like more extreme sensations can challenge their courage with a bungee jump. The cable car stops halfway over the Gauja. Close your eyes and imagine taking a step into nothingness. From the Sigulda side station, you may continue to Festivity Square or Sigulda Medieval Castle. And from the Krimulda side, you can visit the Manor Centre and the ruins of the medieval castle.
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.